Happy Friday, everybody. Hopefully today I won't be having the troubles I had yesterday. I think the problem has been resolved. I don't know. I certainly hope so, because I do not feel like stripping my hard drive this weekend, or ever for that matter. I think I'm just going to buy a new computer here eventually. Oh, what a pain. Anyway, today, got an interesting topic, guys, going off another rant. I'm going to be talking about the poisons in our food. This is something that, unfortunately, a lot of people are totally oblivious to. They have no idea. They go to their grocery store every week and, you know, just pick stuff up off the shelf because it looks good or sounds good and give no thought whatsoever to what is actually in it. They just assume that these food companies are actually putting things that are edible in these products and that they've been FDA approved, so therefore they're edible and safe. Well, guess again. We're going to be talking about some of the absolute crap that they're putting in your food and the harmful effects thereof. It's shocking. It's incredible. You'd be better off, you know, digging a hole in your backyard and putting that in some boiling water and serving that up. Chances are you're going to get a lot more nutrients and be a whole lot more healthy for it. Wow. The stuff that they pawn off on us as food today, guys, the stuff that they allow to be put in stuff that you eat is just astonishing. So you don't want to miss that. It's some pretty shocking stuff. Anyway, before that, and before we go into our first break here, let's mention our new sponsor again today, guys, Freeze Dry Guy. If you want a way to store up food for, well, you just never know what's coming around the corner these days, do you, in the times we're living in? Or if you just like freeze-dried food, hey, what do you think beef jerky is? That's good stuff. You don't have to wait for a crisis to enjoy freeze-dried food. Or, for that matter, fruit. I love dehydrated fruit. Freeze-dried fruit is actually really good stuff. And, you know, when you do this, it doesn't lose its nutrients. Even the enzymes are preserved. So Freeze-Dry Guy is the one to contact, guys. If you want more information on this, just go to www.freezedryguy.com. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Or you can call their toll-free number, 866-404-FOOD, or 866-404-3663. So give them a call or go to the website today. Check them out. It's some interesting stuff. All right, guys. Once again, I want to mention if anybody wants transcripts from this or any of the other shows I do when I go off on my little rants here, I've actually gotten quite a few requests. You can just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz, again, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And if anybody wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, or any of the other books I've got posted on lulu.com, just go to lulu, L-U-L-U.com, and once you're there, just type in my name. It's the easiest way to find the books I have available, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all the titles that I got available. If for some reason, you know, money is a factor, you don't have the spare cash right now, but you'd like to read some of what I've written, and you don't mind reading off a computer screen, then drop me an email at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Just let me know which titles you're interested in, and I can send them to you as an attachment file for free, because my objective here is just to get this information out. It's vitally important, guys, so look forward to hearing from you. All right, guys, for the short break. Be right back.
It It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. As I said before the break, we're talking today about the poisons in our food. It's a very important subject, one that, again, most people aren't aware of, one that isn't talked about very much, but needs to be. And just like the title of the radio show implies, truth hurts. This is something that a lot of people don't even want to deal with, even if you tell them about it. They don't want to hear it, which is incredibly scary. Because this involves not only your health, but, you know, the health of your kids, folks. In fact, this issue is very serious when it comes to your kids because the poisons in our food have a much more profound effect on young people than they do older people. At that point, you know, those tissues are still developing. The brain is still developing, which is why, you know, lead poisoning is such a serious thing for kids, especially under the age of six. As you get older, lead poisoning isn't good for anybody, but as you get older, it's not, you know, such a threat because the brain is developed. But as the brain is in the stages of developing, when you put these poisons in the system, they're far more devastating. The effects are far more serious. So, you know, if you don't care about your own health, I hope you care about the health of your kids, and you'll take to heart what we're going to be discussing today. You got to read the labels. All right. Yeah, guys, our food today is literally making us sick, even though we might not be aware of it. Sometimes it's not very perceptible. It happens slowly, gradually, but nevertheless, it is insidiously, silently affecting us. Every time we eat this chemical-laden trash that they call food, it is having an effect. And, you know, what's most serious about this is the American diet is permeated, particularly with this stuff. And, you know, when you're having a daily dose of it, day after day, and most Americans do, they eat chemical-laden food, especially fast food, on a daily basis. And, you know, it's bad enough if you eat it once in a while, you know, the system can cleanse itself, detoxify itself, if you're, quote, only cheating once in a while. But most Americans are cheating every 5 minutes. They're eating crap all day long, every day. And so naturally, I mean, is it any wonder? Look at the statistics in this country. We've got the highest rate of heart disease, highest rate of you know, cardiovascular, highest rate of cancer in the world, or at least many cancers anyway. I don't think there's any other nation that has us beat, really, in any of these diseases. And a lot of it, most of it, is directly attributable to our diet. Anyway, so, you know, and too many people, you know, again, they just don't think twice about it. They just go through the grocery store, they look at what's on sale, or they look what, you know, has a nice picture on the cover and of the box, and they'll just grab it and throw it in the cart and don't think twice about it. Well, you can't afford to do that anymore, guys. It's really bad. People think, oh, well, in this modern age, no, we've gotten away from hazardous stuff in the foods now because technology has enabled us to make the food safer. And, well, you know, in a sense, that's true. Technology has enabled us to lessen the chances of you getting, you know, food poisoning. You don't have to worry about maggots in the meat. But because of the advances in technology that have lessened those threats, there's new threats now that have come about, because the ways they get around food poisoning or prevention of food poisoning and maggots in the meat is causing all new problems of their own. You know, and then I think of the regulatory agencies. Yeah, they're there to save your day. They're there to protect you from the big food industries. Guys, who do you think funds the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, all of these regulatory agencies? They're funded by the big food companies. And so they act on their behalf, on behalf of their profits, not your health. And if you think otherwise, you really are in a fantasy world. You have no clue what's going on. These companies work in conjunction with the regulatory agencies to get their products approved, regardless of the consequence to your health. And they've been caught doing it many times. If I have time, I'll go through some of those instances today. You know, I've mentioned some of them before. You know, the Marisol in the vaccines. I mean, that's not food, but it just shows while they're on the subject, let me give you an example. A number of years ago, the FDA in the early 80s had produced a report on how dairy, far from being, you know, a good source of calcium for the body, dairy actually leaches, in most cases, leaches calcium from the body. Yes, dairy does contain calcium, but it also contains a very high level of protein. So much so, in fact, that, you know, when the body breaks down protein, it needs calcium to do it. And there isn't enough calcium in the milk to break down the protein that's in the milk. So after it uses up all of the calcium that was in the milk to break down the protein, it still needs more. And so what does the body do? It draws on its reserves. And where does it go for that? It goes to the bones. Which is why in this country, guys, we're one of the highest consumers of dairy, and we also have the highest rates of osteoporosis in the world. You look at China. China, you know, their women are very small-boned, very, you know, petite. And yet there's almost no instances of osteoporosis in that country. The Chinese do not consume dairy, really. Almost none. And there's a direct correlation there. In fact, this was pointed out by the FDA's study. It was composed by, you know, some sincere people working in the FDA who recognized this as a problem. Here are doctors recommending women drink milk for osteoporosis, when in reality milk caused the osteoporosis in the first place. And once you have it, it just makes it worse. And yet they're telling, oh, no, drink milk. It's great. It's got calcium. Come on, folks. Well, guess what happened? The report never got published because the Dairy Association, American Dairy Association, got wind of it, the FDA, and threatened they were going to pull their funding if they didn't pull the report. Unbelievable. Anyway, so I'm getting asked back at the studio if I heard the news about Ron Paul and the vote fraud. Yeah, if you're talking about what went on in New Hampshire the other night, yeah, I mentioned that on the show yesterday. Yeah, it's unbelievable, guys. That's another scam. Oh, I guess there's breaking news about it. No, I'm not aware of that. We'll have to discuss that during the break, and then I guess some new news just come in, guys. Hopefully Ron Paul is challenging the results in New Hampshire the other night. I hope that is what the news is. Fred Smart is on the line, guys, to give us this update. So let's go to him right now, and then I'll come back to this in a moment. Welcome to the show, Fred. Are you there, Fred? Well, that's interesting, guys. It looks like my computer is... Yeah. Fred. We having phone trouble today? Great. Did I just get cut off, or was that him getting cut off? Okay, I guess I'm all right. Sorry, guys, we're having a little trouble here. We did have Fred, but I guess he got cut off. Hopefully he'll be calling back in here. I guess he was calling through on Skype. I heard the hang-up jingle, and I thought it was me. But anyway, he'll call back. So let me just continue on with this, and then we can get him back in a moment. But it sounds interesting, guys. It's some major development just took place. I'm guessing that's what it is, and I certainly hope it is, that Ron Paul is challenging these fraudulent results in New Hampshire the other night. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, yeah. Anyway, but so there's an example of how this works. You know, the FDA got threatened, hey, we're going to pull funding, so they pulled the report. It was never released to the public that milk or dairy actually contributes to osteoporosis. It doesn't help it. So that tells you how these regulatory agencies work. Let me give you another interesting story. It's almost humorous if it wasn't so pathetic. Back in the 80s, the FDA, you know, if it isn't the FDA in bed with the big food companies lying to you to protect the profits of these food industries, it's the FDA itself, you know, pulling their garbage. Sometimes it's just a matter of mere stupidity or incompetence. In any case, take your pick. You can't trust these guys. Back in the mid-80s, you know what happened? They had to recall millions of tons of beef because it was discovered that the purple dye that they were using to stamp the beef as approved was found to be highly carcinogenic. Oh, yeah, the beef is okay. That's the good news. But the bad news is our stamp is causing cancer. Oh, I tell you, man. Anyway, I guess we got Fred back on the line. Hopefully it'll work this time. Yeah, welcome, Fred. What's the good word?
Well, just behind the scenes, we've got a number of people making calls all over the country to try to urge Dr. Paul to file for a recount in New Hampshire, okay?
Okay.
And
so he hasn't done so yet.
A little bit of an update. Dennis Kucinich has filed for a recount. He's in the process of filing today. And last night on our national Ron Paul conference call, we had over 300 people on the call for 5 hours, mad as hell, and they aren't going to take it anymore. And the focus was right on this issue, vote integrity.
Excellent.
And from here on out, all of the other states are total machine-counted states, okay? So we're in Alice in Wonderland, we're in the Wizard of Oz, and we might as well just close our eyes and tap our glass slippers and hope and pray. But I think what we need to do, if anybody's out there who's got a connection to anybody who's been supporting Ron Paul, you got to urge them, urge your friends, families, neighbors. I just got off the phone with Kent Snyder. His personal cell phone, I called.
You want to hold? We got to go to a break?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Hold it with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Fred Smart on the line giving us some important information here about something being done about this scam, phony New Hampshire primary the other night. So do you have any number now for people to call, Fred?
Well, I the general Ron Paul election number is totally backed up. If people want to call and leave a message, they can call. The general number is 703-248-9115. That's 703-248-9115. And just keep calling, keep leaving messages, and keep calling. And at some point, they are going to answer, but it's more important to try to call anybody of any influence anywhere in the country that you know to have them focus on this issue, because the heat is on. And Ron Paul's campaign advisors and operatives are trying to keep Ron Paul from addressing this issue. And as I said, we had this conference call going on for 33 weeks. We had a little over 300 on the call last night for 5 hours. People are mad as hell. They're activated. They're aware. And Dennis Kucinich has crossed the line here. He's willing to pay for a recount. There's even an independent guy who's running for president who only got a handful of votes, Albert Hunter or something
no,
like
I,
that.
I got to say, I tip my hat to Kucinich. I mean, you know, he's not perfect. I don't like everything about him. He's certainly a gun grabber, no doubt. But, he, you know, he's doing something about this. In fact, he's done a lot of interesting things over the years. You know, you got to give the guy credit. He's the only person who's ever introduced legislation to stop weather modification, chemtrails, and all kinds of other fiascos that nobody else is even willing to address.
I'm really not a student of Dennis, but when it comes to this issue, anybody who stands for vote integrity and in such a commanding national way that he has done yesterday, was the anniversary of Thomas Paine's Common Sense was published in 1776. And I think when it comes to politics, common sense begins and ends with vote integrity.
And, right. Unfortunately, Fred, you're breaking. I don't know if it's me, but you're breaking up really bad. Are you on Skype?
Yeah, I'm. I can call you on a landline here. I'll call you on a landline. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you try that? He's going to call back in a couple minutes. So in the meantime, yeah, guys. You know, if you want, I actually have Ron Paul's campaign manager's phone number or email, I guess. I won't give his phone number out, but if anybody wants that, you know, just email me. We really need to get after this, after these guys. You know, they need to be on this. This is not, we can't play games here. We can't hide our head in the sand. This is far too serious. The stakes are way too high. These scoundrels are doing it again. They're doing it again. They've been caught over and over and over toying with the election results, and here they are, guys. They're absolutely at it again. This is just beyond the pale, as Cheney likes to say. Okay, Fred, hopefully you got a better connection there.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
You know, I must admit I'm new to this vote fraud issue, but when I look at the landscape, I used to work in the financial services industry at the exchanges for 18 years, and I witnessed a lot of fraud on the floors, futures, options, stock exchanges. But I got to say, this between I don't know which is worse, our judicial systems or our election systems.
Well, I got to tell you, Fred,
for the top prize of corruption.
There's no exception to the rule. Everything is permeated with corruption. It starts at the top and it rolls downhill, and it's now, you know, society is like a sponge that has just absorbed this oozing mass of corruption. That it permeates everything everywhere. Unfortunately, the world we're living in is not the happy little fantasy land that most people envision it to be.
Well, I'm the one thing that I'm gratified, though, to see happen here, we have a few people like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich who are trying very, very hard to make a stand. But this vote count issue, I think, is the quintessential issue of our times right
yep.
now. It is the essence. It is the core. It is the foundation of what it means to be free, to have your voice, to have your vote counted fairly.
Well, look at the hypocrisy. We're supposed to be going to Iraq to set up free elections, democracy. And yet, right in your face over here, they're denying you of that very thing and setting up a dictatorship.
Yep, and there were poll watchers. I don't know if there's any correlation here, but many of the precincts where there are anomalies in the Clinton count, that was in the machine-counted districts and precincts, we had poll watchers who were personally escorted out of those polls who apparently didn't have the right papers, the right identification, and everything else.
Oh, you got it.
So, I mean, God darn, if you want to be a poll watcher, you're standing for the truth. You're not. And to be escorted out of dozens of these precincts where we now see...
I'm surprised they didn't charge him with terrorism.
Well, anyway, I did get Kent Snyder... Ron Paul's top campaign manager on his personal cell phone just within the last half hour, and I told him people are mad as hell among the grassroots, and he's got to know that the bottom is going to fall out if he doesn't and Ron Paul doesn't address this issue now today. They have 5 o'clock. The deadline is today, 5 o'clock for Ron Paul.
I mean, if you're serious about getting into the White House, how can you not? I mean, everybody knows that this has been going on. It's not like they're going to say, you know, you're crazy for implying such a thing. Everybody knows that this has happened.
It's beyond me. If Ron has nothing to lose, he's got
nothing.
The money. He has nothing to lose by addressing this issue. Can you imagine the firestorm of attention if Ron Paul were to bring this issue to the top of Mount Everest? He would have Kucinich.
I hear you.
He would have everybody.
I hear you.
Anyway, thanks for putting me on. I'll call in if I have any other information.
Great.
God bless.
Important stuff. Thanks a lot. All right, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Mike Thurtz Radio. I'm glad for that call in. That's important stuff, guys. Once again, just surf the web. You'll find contact info, or, you know, Fred had given the number. Otherwise, get in touch with me. I can give you his campaign manager's email. We really need to press this issue. And, you know, if they give you the excuse, well, you know, we really don't want to press this because we feel it might hurt the campaign. They're going to say that Mr. Paul is a conspiracy nut. No. That doesn't fly. Sorry. Not at this point. Everybody knows that they rigged the election in 04. The Diebold machines did it. I mean, come on. You got Kucinich out there sticking his neck out. He knows it was rigged. We've got to push this. If Ron Paul is serious about getting in the White House, he cannot let this go. And, you know, if he does let it go, quite frankly, I'm going to start wondering if he really is serious about getting in the White House. Or is this some little game that's going on here? You know, I like the guy, don't get me wrong, but if he's going to let this thing ride, I'm going to start questioning myself now. What the heck is going on here? You cannot let this go. This is far too serious. He's going to be shooting himself in the foot if he doesn't do something about this. Because no matter how much money he pumps into the campaign, no matter how much he continues to beat them in the debates, they're just going to simply ignore him and rig the polls. I mean, oh, man. It's a waste of time. It's literally a waste of time. At this point, he can't ignore this. He can't let it ride. If he wants that White House, he has got to speak out against this, or he's never going to be given a chance. He's never Ah, this is so disgusting. Do you still live in the fantasy world that you're in the freest country on the planet? Do you still think that? Well, you got my sympathy if you do. In fact, if you do, please get in contact with me so I can recommend a good psychiatrist for you. I don't believe in psychiatry, but if you're that bad, you do need some kind of medication because you might hurt yourself. What a mess, man. This country is just absolutely cooked right now. We are in a big, big mess. Wake up, America. We're in the mess because you've been snoozing too long. Anyway, and, you know, part of the reason for that is probably all the crap in the food. So let's get back to that discussion. We have in our foods, folks, insecticides and artificial colorings in our produce, hydrogenated oils and artificial flavorings in our peanut butter. We also have chemically bleached and chemically aged bread, which is also treated with chemical softeners, preservatives, synthetic vitamins, and a whole host of other chemicals. Mm-mm. Eat it up. The milk we drink has strontium 90, which is actually a byproduct of H-bomb. It's from H-bomb fallout. We've got antibiotics. We've got hormones. Oh, all kinds of wonderful things. You know, they're talking now that, you know, kids 8, 9 years old, boys as well as girls, are actually developing breasts because of the hormones in milk. You got BGH, bovine growth hormone. Do I even have to mention all the genetic modification that's going on? You can't even trust the produce anymore. It's incredibly scary. Most of that produce you buy, unless you're getting organic, guys, it's got artificial colorings. They inject it. They spray it. They put and then you got your, of course, your pesticides and your waxing and unbelievable. About the hot dogs that we eat. Oh, get your daily RDA of sodium nitrite. And, of course, nitrate preservatives, along with chemical dyes. You know, there was just an article the other day. This was from a government report, by the way, which actually said that those who eat large amounts of processed meats, and even those who eat small amounts, it's still affecting you, but if you eat a large amount, you're actually, and that large amount means like, you know, 3-4 times a week. If 3 or 4 of your meals a week consist of, you know, bologna, hot dogs, you know, various cold cuts, you are 67, you have a 67% higher chance of getting cancer. Just this past week, a few days ago, the article came out. This is a government report. So, you know, it's so bad that even government reports are warning you now. A 67% higher chance of getting cancer, particularly colorectal cancer, from eating processed meats, mostly because of the sodium nitrite. Oh, really good stuff. You know, that salty taste you get there from the hot dogs, that sharp taste, that's it. There's a lot of it in there. You can actually taste it, guys. Nice little preservative they put in there. Mm-mm. Well, it might be preserving the hot dog, but it isn't preserving you. William Longgood, author of The Poisons in Your Food, had this to say. He said virtually every bite of food you eat had been treated with some chemical somewhere along the line. Dyes, bleaches, emulsifiers, antioxidants, preservatives, flavors, flavor enhancers, buffers, noxious sprays, acidifiers, alkalizers, deodorants, moisteners, drying agents, gases, extenders, thickeners, disinfectants, defoliants, fungicides, neutralizers, artificial sweeteners, anti-caking and anti-foaming agents, conditioners, curers, hydrolyzers, hydrogenators, maturers, fortifiers, and many, many others. These are the tools of the food technician, a wizard who can beguile, deceive, and defraud the consumer by making him think that he is getting something that he isn't. His alchemy can make stale products appear fresh, permit unsanitary practices, mask inferior quality, substitute nutritionally inferior or worthless chemicals for more costly natural ingredients. These chemicals, almost without exception, perform their mission at the cost of destroying valuable vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, stripping food products of their natural life-giving qualities. And that's just what they do. You know, I call it rigor mortis food, food that has that rubbery little texture to it. That's your chemicals in there, guys. It stiffens it. It makes it, just look at the tomatoes that you get from your average grocery store. You cut them open. They don't even squirt juice. They're dry. You cut them open. They have a very stiff, hard texture to them, and they're pink. They don't squirt. They're not juicy. It's disgusting. That's not a tomato. Anybody ever grow their own garden? You know, most people, they don't even know how to do that. That's really sad. But if you've ever had your own garden, go to the grocery store and pick a tomato off the shelf, not to eat it, just for comparison. Get a tomato from the grocery store and get that freshly picked tomato from the vine from your backyard and just look at them before you even cut it open. Just look at it on your counter and tell me you can't tell the difference. Then you cut it open. That's when it really shines. I mean, look at the store-bought tomato. It's disgusting. It's dry. Again, it doesn't squirt out at you. It's got a pink color. It's hard. That tomato from your garden, you better wear goggles. It's going to squirt out at you. It's juicy. It's sweet. The whole kitchen is going to have that nice aroma. Oh, it's just health-bringing, life-giving. But that crap from the grocery store, guys, you can't even call it a tomato. Oh, the stuff they pawn off as food, it's just disgusting. Anyway, all of this done, all of these chemical additives, guys, all of this is done, of course, as always, most worthy cause of making profits, maximizing profits. It's got nothing to do with your health whatsoever. That's their last concern. They want it to look good the day you purchase it. That's it. And then what happens from there on out, can rot, or you can rot. So long as it has that nice artificial color on the outside and it glows the wax that they coated it with, that's all that matters to them. But let's take a look more closely at some of the main categories of food additives. There's acids. Food acids are added, guys, to make flavors shock. Also as preservatives and antioxidants. Common food acids include vinegar, tartaric acid, fumaric acid, and lactic acid. I guess you could say you're on acid when you eat most of today's foods. Boy, I guess I'm breaking up. Great. Wonderful. I don't know what's going on now. Let me just check my settings here. No, that looks all right. It's not the problem. Hopefully, am I still breaking up, Carrie? Okay, I guess it's all set now. Yeah, I have no idea what was causing that. I do have another program open. You know what? Sorry for my Pell Talk listeners. I'm going to have to close Pell Talk. It looks like that might be eating up some of my bandwidth. I don't know. What's crazy. Hey, whatever, guys. It's, par for the course, right? Seems to be a daily problem for me lately. Then we have acidity regulators. They, of course, are used to change or otherwise control the acidity and alkalinity of foods. Then we have anti-caking agents, to stop food from sticking together like flour or rice, whatever. Anti-foaming agents, again, to stop certain foods from foaming up. But understand, all of these things are chemicals, okay? They're not natural. The body does not assimilate these things. They're poisons, and they have adverse effects. There's no way they cannot have adverse effects. You stick stuff in the body that is not meant to be put into the body, and there's going to be negative side effects. They might be minimal, so you don't detect it. Your doctor might not even detect it, but over time it will have effects. And again, you just look at the statistics for disease in this country. There's the effects long term. It took years for those effects to arise. And, you know, they'll tell you, oh, we really don't know what caused this cancer. Guys, I don't care what your doctor says or what he knows or thinks he knows. I'm telling you now what the cause is. There's no question about it. It's all the crap in the American diet. That's why Americans are getting sick and getting all these diseases that are, for the most part, unheard of in many other countries around the world. Even third world countries, in fact, especially third world countries. Third world countries don't have the blessings of modern technology to afford all these chemical additives. And aren't they the lucky ones? They're not getting sick and dying from young ages from these deadly diseases like we are over here. Then we have, of course, the antioxidants, which for the most part, that's one additive that usually actually isn't that bad. I mean, usually it's, you know, vitamin C is an antioxidant, which is actually good for you. But, you know, that's like the exception. Then, of course, you've got your bulking agents. There's more chemicals. It adds bulk to food. Starch, which isn't that bad, but too much starch, of course, isn't good. And when you eat a lot of foods that have bulking agents, yeah. And you mix that with a high potato diet. A lot of Americans eat a lot of potatoes almost every meal. Now you're running into problems there. Too much starch isn't good either. Food coloring. Sometimes they're not bad. Sometimes they're very bad. It depends. There's some food colorings that are downright deadly, downright carcinogenic. They help retain color. First they put the color in, then they put the retention agents to retain the fake color. Emulsifiers, which allow water and oils to remain mixed together in an emulsion, as in mayonnaise or ice cream, and homogenized milk. Then we go on to flavorings, artificial flavorings. You know, a lot of these things have been linked to hyperactivity in kids, by the way. A lot of these products are used quite heavily in junk foods, which, of course, are big among kids. And this is done deliberately, guys. They actually, you know, if you look into this, you'll discover the same pharmaceutical companies that make these food additives make the drugs like Ritalin that the kids get on because of behavior problems. And the additives themselves are known to create these behavior problems in the first place. Incredible. The British Journal of Medicine has actually brought this out. Prevention Magazine has brought this out, that these companies are creating a market for their behavior drugs, getting your kids hyper, getting them on the drugs. And, of course, once they're on the drugs, if they didn't have problems before, they're certainly going to have them now. You know, Ritalin makes kids hyper. It actually creates severe mood swings. It causes, in a lot of kids, depression, even suicidal tendencies. And yet, these are the things they put the kids on these meds for in the first place. Then we've got flavor enhancers. We've got flower treatment agents. We've got humectants, which are substances that prevent foods from drying out. We've got preservatives, we've got stabilizers, sweeteners, artificial sweeteners. Oh, your aspartame. Yum, yum, yum. We'll be talking about that some more in a little bit. You've got thickeners. I mean, the list just goes on and on. The point is, guys, once again, these are chemicals. They do not belong in your food. They do not belong in your stomach. But let's take a look at an average meal. An average menu, and we'll see it. You know, just what is in the average meal. If you think that these food additives are harmless in small quantities, most people will admit, you know, once they're shown that, oh yeah, gee, that's terrible. They put that in the food, but then they'll say, and this is what the government will tell you, you know, the regulatory agencies, they'll say, well, yeah, the, by itself, it's harmful, sure. But in minute quantities in your food, it's not so bad. But where do you see when we look at this average meal here that everything in this meal contains these poisons? So you start adding this up. Three meals a day, everything in your average meal, just about, contains poisons. And when you add this up collectively, you're looking at a very high, shocking high amount of poisons that are going into your stomach every single meal of every single day. In fact, every part of every meal of every day. So here's the average menu, average meal. You got your fruit juice, bread and rolls with butter. You've got roast beef with gravy, sweet potatoes, some pickles on the side, tossed salad with dressing, a little milk, canned peas, and then to top it off, you got your coffee and your apple pie with ice cream, okay? Your average good old American menu there. Let's break this down now and see what you're taking into your system every day with this kind of diet. We'll start with the fruit juice when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Threats Radio. Picking up what we left off before the break here. Let's look at the fruit juice. I hope I'm coming in clear. I'm actually hearing like a static kind of a noise. That's really weird. Well, as long as I'm not breaking up, I guess it doesn't matter. So let's go on here and talk about fruit juice. What is in our fruit juice? Here's some examples. We've got benzoic acid, which is a chemical preservative. We've got polysiloxane. By the way, a rule of thumb here is if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it. This is an anti-foaming agent. Then you've got DDT-related compounds. Of course, DDT has been banned, but don't worry. They've got plenty of other toxins that they've developed that serve the same function, both as a pesticide and as a toxin in your system. There's parathion or some other potent type of phosphorus-based nerve gas pesticide in that juice you drink. And then, of course, your high fructose corn syrup and or aspartame or other chemical sweeteners. Real, real good stuff. That high fructose corn syrup, guys, it's just nasty. Fortunately, many of the stores here in town carry a lot of Brazilian fruit juice products. So I buy that because it's actually sweetened with, get this, are you ready? Sugar. Real sugar. Man, for all the demonization that sugar has gotten over the years, I'll take sugar any day over the crap they're putting in our juice now. So I buy the foreign stuff. It's much better for you. It's just juice and sugar. That's it. A little water. Juice, sugar, and water. That's it. I'll take that any day. Thank you very much over any of the American-made juice products. Guys, it's garbage. It's not juice. It's been so completely chemically altered. It literally is not juice anymore. It might have the taste of it. But when you realize what they do to it, why even bother? By the way, just to let Carrie know back in the office, I'm picking up everything she's doing, and I'm hearing her spill stuff on the table. Carrie, what are you doing? I don't think she can hear me. Oh, great. Oh. I hear her dumping stuff on the table. Anyway, she's making a mess over there. Roast beef. Let's move on to that. Roast beef, again, has DDT-related compounds, chlorodane, heptachlor, toxaphene. There's a nice name for you, toxaphene. Yeah, oh, that's not poisonous. That sounds real good. Lindane, benzene, which is a deadly toxin, hexachloride, aldrin, diadrin, and other pesticides, particularly in the fatty parts where such toxins are heavily concentrated. You've also got stibestrol, which is an artificial female sex hormone. Mmm. Mmm. Then we've got oreomycin, an antibiotic, and mineral oil residue from the wrapping paper. Oh, man, how appetizing. And we haven't even got warmed up yet. We'll be talking about what's in the gravy when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
With recent internet